December 10th, Saturday of the second week in Advent. As we approach the holidays, many of us are cleaning up in and around our homes, washing, vacuuming, getting rid of clutter, putting things away, outside raking leaves, picking up debris, and so on. In an article on holiday traditions in the New York Times, one woman told of her annual custom of going through her home and collecting clothing, food, and other items she did not need and giving them to the poor. On the positive side, we are putting up lights, Christmas trees, and other decorations. The idea is to have a home that is clean, warm, bright, and welcoming for this influx of family and other guests, free of anything that could get in the way of our celebration. This season of Advent, and in particular the readings today about Elijah and John the Baptist, invite us to clean out our interior lives and get rid of anything that hinders us from receiving the most important visitor, Jesus Christ, and to let his light shine in our lives. The image associated with Elijah in the first reading is fire, which is mentioned 5 times in that short passage. Fire both burns away trash and provides light to overcome the darkness. I remember when I was growing up, before air pollution became a big issue, we would rake up the leaves, twigs, and other trash in our yard into a big pile and set them on fire. Not only would it get rid of the refuse, but it would create a circle of light and warmth to chase away the drab gray chill of November. Fire is an apt symbol for Elijah. Elijah challenged kings and rulers of the people over their blatant infidelity and injustice, threatening them with God's wrath and backing it up by calling down a devastating drought on the land. His purpose was not destruction, but reconciliation, bringing the nation back to God and restoring its peace and harmony. As the passage says, to turn back the hearts of parents to their children and to restore the tribes of Israel. End of quote. Elijah paid dearly for his faithful service of God as he was constantly hounded and persecuted by the king and his wife and suffered great hardships because of it. It was the same for John the Baptist, as Jesus points out in today's gospel. John challenged the religious and secular authorities over their infidelity, injustice, and hypocrisy, and ultimately this cost him his life. It is hard to let go of the privileges of power and wealth and the self-righteousness that protects them, even in the face of God's sovereignty. But not to do so is to cut ourselves off from the source of all life and joy. We need the witness of John, as harsh as it may seem, to move us to reform. This Advent, as we look to the coming of the Lord, it is a good time to ask what gets in the way of our receiving him with humility and joy, as the shepherds did. What attachments, habits, attitudes, possessions, and relationships turn us away from God and keep us from opening our hearts to him and surrendering to his will? What clutter needs to be swept away and disposed of to make room for our divine guest? We all have something. If you have trouble recognizing what it is, you might consider the attitude John railed against most passionately and Jesus after him, namely self-righteousness. Those who were considered and who considered themselves closest to God too often fell into the temptation of thinking they had all the answers, that no one could tell them anything, and that anyone who disagreed with them was evil and stupid. It is easy to see how that attitude corrupted Jesus' enemies in the gospel, but tragically, it is just as prevalent today, not only in our society, but in our church. Pope Francis lamented this problem in a recent interview with America magazine. In answer to a question about the divisions in the church in the United States, he said this: "Polarization is not Catholic. There is only one people of God. Where there is polarization, a divisive mentality arises which privileges some and leaves others behind. The Catholic always harmonizes differences. The Holy Spirit in the church does not reduce everything to just one value. Rather, it harmonizes opposing differences. This is the Catholic spirit." To prepare for Christmas, try to clear out the tendency to be judgmental and self-righteous. You never know. Maybe when Christ next appears to you, he will come in the form of that person you look down on because they talk or think or look or live differently from you. You don't want to miss him.